Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump has arrived in London, where he's taking part in a NATO summit.
Meeting with fellow leaders in the NATO alliance and attending a reception at Buckingham Palace. But he's also arriving here 10 days before the UK holds a general election, prompting reports Prime Minister Boris Johnson is anxious about a potentially disruptive presidential intervention.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. A Wisconsin high school student is in stable condition after police say he aimed a gun at a school resource officer inside a classroom this morning.
An officer was forced to discharge his firearm, striking the suspect.
Waukesha Police Chief Russell Jack says the school was briefly locked down after the shooting. A major winter storm still causing travel problems. More than 650 U.S. flights canceled and 4,000 delays reported today. America is listening to Fox News.
And now here's the Pete Buttigieg song. I really think he does.
Hey, wake up, sleepyhead. I'm over here. No, over this way.
I'm the elf on the shelf. The elf on the shelf.
That's Pete Buttigieg.
The elf on the shelf. Sent by Santa to scout you out.
Yeah, that's creepy. I mean, as well, why don't we just have Joe Biden on the shelf?
Sniffing hair.
That's even creepier.
He comes with a bottle of conditioner.
You know, can you imagine if Trump... How about Kamala Harris, okay? The one that...
Whoa! She's the prettiest girl in the world! Whoa! Prettiest AG in the United States!
Did you see the thing I emailed you?
Hang on one sec. This woman is a total biatch. One of her campaign staff resigned, and the chairman of her campaign said, I have never seen a more abusive, this is her third presidential campaign, not Kamala's, the staff worker. So I've never seen one that's as disorganized and abusive as this one.
Ooh.
These people, you don't want any of them anywhere near the White House. Joe with his electrifying hairy legs.
It's only when they get wet is a curl.
I don't want to think Buttigieg. Some guy the other day was going, you know, Mexico, the people should be allowed to come over the border because they're just reclaiming land we stole from them, and he's bobbing his head up and down. Well, I shouldn't say that about him. He's not in agreement with this guy. It's like, really? Is that what you think, that we should redo the pill? All of it.
I hate Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. It's like somebody handed out nut pills. And people took him. Watch the press. This governor of Georgia, what's his deal? He's putting a liberal in a Senate seat? What is wrong with him? There's been more than one congressman, senator, governor elected to high office, preaching conservative values, and then turning around and totally betraying that when they get in. That's got to stop.
Yeah.
That has got to stop. There needs to be more accountability. You know what it is? Well, now that I'm here, how can I enrich myself? How can I perpetuate this little fiefdom I have?
Keyword, enrich. Let me just take the money and do what they asked me to.
And so I may play that clip at the beginning of the show for the next month because with Trump and the greatest story ever told. We do not elect people to represent us. They go to serve, not us, they go to serve the entrenched bureaucracy that keeps the money flowing. Notice how Clinton donations, that Clinton Foundation has dried up. Why? Are they less popular? No. She can't do anything for anybody.
Keep paying people off.
So when there was no influence to be purchased, the donations dried up. And for the entire Hillary campaign, of course, the media hit it. Like they do anything that reflects negatively on a Democrat or a liberal, the people from Haiti were chasing them around saying, where's our money? They raised $2 billion to help earthquake victims in Haiti.
Never made it.
Not much.
Man.
Not much. So where did that money go? Chelsea's wedding? Among other things? It wasn't, see, it just wasn't supposed to be that way. Hillary was supposed to welt her fat ass into the Oval Office. And oh my God, can you imagine what would be going on if that had happened? But some guy named Trump came along and spoiled the party. 5:07, we'll hit the traffic dungeon in a moment, get Rich's forecast. Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka is an amazing company. They help restore choices to lives that were adversely affected through a cruel twist of fate, the kind of fate we don't even like to think could happen to us. But, and we pray that it doesn't. So do James Garrett and Tommy Johnson. It's a mixed blessing that they have the technologies and inventiveness to help situations, but I know how it affects them personally when somebody has been put in a situation where they've lost their mobility or part of it for some period of time or sometimes permanently. They just do everything they can to engage the human spirit so they can do as much for themselves as possible. Their Facebook page is a great place to visit, especially if you don't need them, because it'll remind you of how lucky you are, even on your worst day. If you have all your fingers and toes and your legs and arms work, you got a leg up, no pun intended, on a lot of people who are struggling. But it's the human spirit to be independent, to be free, to do as much for oneself as possible. And that's what kicks in. That's the common denominator with the folks that they work with, their clients. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. 508, traffic and Brother Brant's coming up next.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-65 and 85. About as busy as you can get at the interchange in downtown Montgomery. We're seeing a little bit of a backup, 85 to 65 northbound. That's usual this time of day. 65 north and southbound on to 85. The slowdown is about to Jackson Hospital. It's just a crawl through there. You're going to have to be patient and be careful. One little accident can cause a major backup. I-65 northbound out of Montgomery, a slowdown where Northern Boulevard merges. But other than that, you got smooth sailing all the way to Cobbs Ford Road, but it is bumper to bumper in places. The Boulevard extremely busy all the way around the city. Taylor Road, very heavy traffic there. Heavy traffic on 231 to Wetumpka. Drive carefully. We have no accidents to report at this time. Do all your Christmas shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young American Insurance, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Funeral services were held today for late Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Law enforcement officials and state officials from across Alabama attended the service at Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery. Williams was shot and killed in the line of duty a little more than a week ago in Hayneville. He'll be laid to rest in McQueen Cemetery in Lowndesboro. Governor Ivey ordered flags to be flown at half staff in memory of Williams. Community leaders marked the 64th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest with the dedication of a life-size bronze statue of the civil rights icon. The statue stands near Montgomery Plaza downtown, where Parks boarded the now infamous city bus in 1955. The ceremony coincided with the anniversary of Parks' December 1st, 1955 arrest for refusing to give up her seat on a public bus to a white man. Her arrest sparked the Montgomery bus boycott, a pivotal moment in the civil rights movement. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our early December gut check continues. We're headed for the first sub-freezing night in a while. Overnight low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies, down to about 28. Then for tomorrow, look for another way below normal day, but sunshine, high around 55. We'll be in the low 30s tomorrow night. Then recovery begins on Wednesday with a high in the lower 60s. That's a start. Mid-60s on Thursday. More rain coming in, it looks like, on Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No, I've been nice this year.
Here comes UPS, here comes UPS. They don't carry a sack. Instead, they've got a big brown truck with presents in the back. Doorbell ringing, Brown is bringing toys this holiday. You don't have to be good boys or girls, because UPS comes anyway.
Well, I don't know if UPS visited anybody on Wall Street today, but they got a lump of coal. Gosh. And after not talking to him for several days, this is not the way we wanted to resume business on Monday. Mr. Wright, on the money, Brant McDonald. How are you, sir?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing great.
Oops.
I'm doing really well. How was Thanksgiving for you?
Thanksgiving was fantastic. A nice small group, and we all contributed something, and it was really, really good. I was proud. My mother would have been proud of my candy yams. I used
great.
Her recipe.
Yeah, same here for us. I mean, it really was. My wife and her mother did probably 90% of the cooking. And, man, we had it was a spread like you wouldn't believe. And
yeah.
Had all the kids coming home. And it just was, and family, it was just amazing. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. And, you know, Saturday... from about 2:30 to maybe 6:15.
Brant, we're short on time. We have to focus on the stock market today. That's everybody is really
tell
concerned.
It, Brant.
So yeah, the market war eagle was down a little bit today.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Did you say the market? Is that what I heard? Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey. You know, yeah, we're going to get to the market for sure, but was that not a crazy game? No one in the world would have predicted that.
Yeah. I put a post up on Facebook at halftime. I said, if this isn't the craziest first half of an Iron Bowl ever, I'd like to know which one was. And people were jumping on like crazy. Yeah, this is about as wild as it's ever been. And the second half just continued. It was amazing.
I know. My nerves were completely shot. I was fried after that game. My body.
I don't think Nick Saban's nerves were in very good shape either after the game.
No, that's an understatement. It really is.
By the way, I've seen 8 million memes on Nick Saban after the loss, and that's plenty. Thank you.
I mean, they just keep coming. I know. It's all in good fun. But, you know, the crazy thing is, if they had played like a fifth quarter, that game might have wound up 73-70 Alabama or something. You know,
if that had tied, it could have done that very easily.
Yeah.
Defenses were tired. It was something. I don't know how they're ever going to top that one.
I know. Wild game. I'm just glad that it's over. It's in the books and the Tigers got it done.
Well, I did say on Friday I thought that Auburn had a really good chance to win this game. Because Bob Baumhammer said Alabama's got Tua's, before he was hurt, the defense, the secondary wasn't particularly good. So they got by on a weak schedule for the first part of the year. And that's a guy that played for Bear Bryant. But he's honest, you know. He stays very close to that team, and he talks football down in Mobile, so he's honest.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the first part. I mean, you got to be honest with yourself about your own team. I know I was. I never in my wildest dreams thought Auburn would score 34 offensive points and then, you know, the two interceptions for a touchdown. But that's just shocking. Likewise, I thought Alabama's offense would do well. I didn't think they would do that well against our defense at home, for crying out loud. But you know, that's the way it goes. And
yeah, but let me make one going around
Tua many men on the field is how it ended, or something like that.
Tua many men on the field.
That's funny.
It's Sonny McDonald with the stocks. I do want to make one point real quick, though, because this thought occurred to me. If you're a baseball fan or NFL fan, there's 32 teams, and mathematically your odds are that you'll be, not win, but just be in the World Series or the Super Bowl every 16 years. That's the math.
Right.
We've got many teams that haven't won a World Series or been in a World Series, some ever, or in more than 30 years. But the Iron Bowl, as amazing as it is, you know you only have to wait one more year because those same two teams are going to be back. And that's what makes it great.
It'll
be a long year for some fans. You know, what fans?
Alabama!
Yeah, it's going to be a long year for them. Meantime, Auburn earned those bragging rights, man. They played a great game. Fun.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I wonder what the stadium was like. That must have been a nut house.
Well, we didn't go, but for a lot, many reasons. But from the people I know who went, just said it was like nothing they've ever experienced. But that even the '89 game, which was the 30-year anniversary for that, wasn't. It was intense, and I was at that game. But people said this was like nothing they've ever experienced. It was just that loud.
Hey, I want to remind everybody, Brant's going to be with us tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about that?
And yeah, we'll have a chance to dig deep on some of this stuff, but today, I hate to see red any day.
Yeah. Well, you know, the month of December, especially when you're here at the end of this year, you know, you look at the returns we put up this year, been incredibly strong. The S&P is in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, hitting all-time new highs, And so you've got all these portfolio managers that are sitting here trying to deal with, okay, how are we going to close out the year? You know, how do we protect these returns, protect our returns? Because it's extremely important, because those are that's your scorecard, so to speak. Think about all the mutual funds, all the pension funds, all of those portfolio managers that are graded on their annual performance. So that's a big thing that's of concern to them. But then you've got this date out there for this Chinese trade war thing. Well, that's December the 15th, which is just around the corner, and there's more saber rattling going on now. And now China is saying they're coming out with some list of their own, you know, where with countries or companies that are deemed to be a national security threat to their country. Trump today, you know, put flat tariffs on Brazil, you know, which is the really big one. And so, you know, you just wonder if this is really going to end. Are we going to start to let some air out of the balloon, or is this going to be too much? And so that's what took us down today. Then you've also got a lot of tax law selling that's going to be going on. And the simple fact of the matter is if you look at the broad indexes, these big time companies that have such a huge weighting in the indexes, that's where the vast majority of the gains have come from. But there are hundreds of companies within the S&P 500 that have not done that well this year and are down for whatever reason. So you're going to see tax harvesting going on, and that's just normal part of the process for year-end planning. But I do want to say this, because, you know, we obviously Thanksgiving was wonderful, and then you have Friday, which was the big, you know, Black Friday, and then Cyber Monday.
Yeah, it's
the
all-time consumer confidence is great.
Yeah, and consumers, let me tell you, I mean, they've got a ton to be thankful for. I can assure you of that. I mean, wages year over year up almost a little over 5%, I think is the number. I mean, that's just humongous. A 5% year over year increase is a big number for wages. And so that gives consumers a lot of firepower, you know, to spend. And on top of that, you've got energy prices down. So, you know, really the consumer's in a great spot at the moment. And I think that's going to carry over. And we're going to see that show up in retail sales and the data as we start to get an early read going into the middle of this month and towards the end of the year. So I'm optimistic about that. But December, the rest of this month is probably going to be, in my view, a little choppy, probably fairly volatile for all the reasons we've talked about and discussed. But that's okay. We just work through it and get into the new year and go from there.
Well, you know, it was volatile last year, and we all remember the Dow dipped below 22 on December 23rd, if I'm not mistaken. And a year later, it's, you know, close to 28. So we've, you know, what you got to do is take, like you say, that step back and just not panic. You know, let things take their course. If you're going to invest, stay in it. People that have done very well this year.
You really do. And tomorrow we're going to get into a lot more of the meat of this whole thing.
Yes, and we're going to introduce Milton Friedman to some people again tomorrow, too.
There you go.
In the meantime, I believe, well, we know that there's 23 shopping days till Christmas, which means there's 30 shopping days. No, 29 till the new year. Wouldn't you feel great if you started 2020? God, I can't believe I'm even saying that number. With a plan for yourself and your family for your future. All it takes is a call to 387-0094 and just spend a little time with Brant. Meet the team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management and see how painless amounts of money can add up and really build a nest egg, a retirement plan, whatever your goals and dreams are. 387-0094. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of fun. Look forward to seeing you, and it's going to be cold. I don't like this cold.
Well, morning will be. It's going to be in the 20s, but it'll warm up, I think.
Yeah.
Well, we have the most
adorable
weatherman. His forecast is, we'll check with him. I'll see what he can do. Thanks, buddy.
That'll be good. All right, man. Take care.
Bye.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right. Do we have a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place to give away?
Woo!
We don't?
What?
No. We are out of cards.
Oh, crap.
Now that's good pizza.
But we can probably get some tomorrow night, so...
Well, you know what we do have? I have a $10 food outlet gift certificate left over from the days we didn't work, Thursday and Friday.
That's a great prize.
And I got a pretty good conundrum here, which will work because it's right after a weekend where people spent time in other people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have that coming up. It's 525. Is The Wrecking Ball Still in the Road by Chantilly?
Good afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Now, we officially don't have any accidents reported at this time, but we are showing a big slowdown on the Atlanta Highway at Taylor Road. Taylor Road, very busy. We got a slowdown on I-85 outbound. That's I-85 northbound at Taylor Road to about Chantilly Parkway. I-65 and 85 are thinning just a bit at the interchange, and we're rolling smoothly up to Prattville on 65 northbound. A lot of cars still on 231 to Wetumpka, but again, we have no accidents officially reported anywhere at this time. Say yes to Reinhart Used Car Super Center. Yes to quality used cars. Yes to lower prices. Yes to lower payments. It's all about yes at Reinhart Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's Cyber Monday, Monday, Monday! Cyber Monday! Avoid the stores, the lines, the yelling, the pushing, the stabbing, the shooting! Stay away away from the parking lots, the food courts, creepy mall Santas, and more. Don't miss the deals, the steals, the online bargains, featuring high-powered, super-fast Wi-Fi
in the privacy of your own home.
Cyber Monday, Monday, Monday! Be there!
Ward Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for three generations, and the fourth generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have six brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. Find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and Troy Ward.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Cyber Monday, so good for me. Cyber Monday, all of the deals are online to see. Oh, Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday, they will guarantee that Christmas morning it will be there under the tree. Cyber Monday, so good for me. Shopping naked all day long and no one can see. Cyber Monday, Cyber Mondays working perfectly. Except when someone stole a package that was left for me.
Watch out for them porch pirates. It's 528 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Before we start our conundrum, we have been summoned by the legal eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Actually, it's Joe Biden. I just want to talk about my soft, blonde, hairy leg.
Yeah, I hear you like kids jumping in your lap, too.
Oh, my gosh, man. It's like, I see he's spot the boy dog.
He is becoming the poster boy for
creepy.
Really.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's pretty creepy when you start talking about how everybody likes your leg hair turned blonde in the summer. I'm like,
and curly.
And curly. I mean, what kind of person talks about that when he's 76, right?
76. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, wow.
I hope when I'm 76, if I make it to 76, that I find
better things to talk about than that.
Yeah.
The other funny story that came out.
Because
it ain't fitting, it just ain't fitting.
No, it's not.
It ain't fitting, yeah. The other funny story that came out today is how the left went crazy over the Whole Foods magazine that endorsed Mitch McConnell, that found him the man of the year.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Whole Foods, the store. It's a completely different thing. And all these libs started posting on Twitter that they're boycotting Whole Foods.
Good for them. Well, go ahead. You know, if you want to spend, a lot of people nickname it Whole Paycheck.
Oh, Whole Paycheck. But it has nothing to do with, the magazine has nothing to do with the company. They're two different companies.
The right? Rage Mob is, I don't know where they exist. I don't know who pays them. I have an idea. But there is a large group of people that is paid to sit around and focus their anger at something.
I call them permanent joyless Behar.
Well, yeah, I called them something else earlier in the show.
Yeah.
If you want that rant, go to the 4 to 4:30 segment of the podcast.
Don't worry, I'll listen to it. I was glad to see that Trump gave Nadler's committee the big FU and took off to go to...
He wants this to go to the Senate. Because that's the only way he's going to be able to legally call everybody from Barack Obama right on down that whole food chain of devious, seditious SOBs.
But even look what they did. I mean, they basically said, "Hey, you got 36 hours to decide whether you're going to come or whether your lawyers are going to come." Meanwhile, you know, the president has a NATO meeting that's been planned for over a year in Europe. And there's no way he's going to be able to, A, get together with his lawyer, or B, prepare a viable defense, as if that would matter to the Democrats anyway. You know, they don't really care what he has to say, right? So it's better just to say, I'm not going to engage in an unfair process. If you want to impeach me, have at it, you know? Meanwhile, watch your polls.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, another poll came out today, the Marist poll, showing that the rate of blacks supporting Trump, it was also in the 30s.
That's like four polls now that have it in the 30s. And you know what? It should be in the 70s or 80s because they have been
lying the whole time.
Oh, they've been
They've also been treated. Andrew Wilkow on SiriusXM is a pretty good talk host. I catch him once in a while.
Yep.
And he said the Democrats treat black people like pets. Here's a little treat. And then they'll come back in 2 years and do nothing. Of substance.
They treat them like a credit card at Christmas. That's the only time they take it out.
Yeah, you know,
like
you're right.
And I've seen it up close and personal. I've been to the different churches and everything and watched this stuff happen. It's absolutely unbelievable. And Obama came out yesterday and says, doesn't matter who's running, just vote for the D, you know?
What a jerk. What a dick.
Yeah, right. That's how we got him.
We know what D stands for him. You can take a dick or douchebag. Pardon me, Rosie.
And it's not a big one.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks. All right. Here is the conundrum worth a pine fries. 1 in 5 people who come to your house during holiday time will do this in your home. Now, let's be real clear here.
Not that.
No, it's got nothing to do with that or whoopee or anything. In fact, I'm working on a column called The History of That.
Ooh, that's going to be a good read.
Yeah.
I just read your column, man. Dude, it's a page turner. It really is. I wish there were more than 2 pages. It
started with Adam and Eve.
That?
Yes.
Well, that. But this is that.
This is a different that. Okay.
It's the way we, this almost prudish or prurient way that we treat the subject of sex.
Ooh. I am.
Even though most normal, healthy people give it considerable thought every day. And some actually do something about it.
Yes.
So, what is this thing that somebody will come into your house as they're visiting during the holidays and do? It's a little bit disturbing, but it's not vulgar. It's just, in fact, a long time ago, I did it. I did. I went to somebody's house and I did this thing. 272-9228 will take the first call right after traffic.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Now, we officially don't have any accidents reported at this time, but we are showing a big slowdown on the Atlanta Highway at Taylor Road. Taylor Road, very busy. We got a slowdown on I-85 outbound. That's I-85 northbound at Taylor Road to about Chantilly Parkway. I-65 and 85 are thinning just a bit at the interchange, and we're rolling smoothly up to Prattville on 65 northbound. A lot of cars still on 231 to Wetumpka, but again, we have no accidents officially reported anywhere at this time. Say yes to Reinhart Used Car Super Center. Yes to quality used cars. Yes to lower prices. Yes to lower payments. It's all about yes at Reinhart Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
I'm so glad to see the phones light up. You always worry after a long weekend trying to get a rhythm going, and you guys do not disappoint me. Today we start with East. What is this thing that 1 in 5 people will do in your house while they visit during the holidays?
We had 6 guests for Thanksgiving, and one of them did this. They sat down on the couch and went to sleep.
That's a good guess. And you might feel kind of funny doing that, but it's not the answer we need.
Oh, okay.
Good try, buddy. All right, Mike, what do you think?
I'm thinking go through the cabinets in the bathroom.
Visit the medicine chest. Mm-hmm. It's Mike. It's our buddy Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
It is.
Good to hear from you.
You too.
Thanks. It's Tracy.
Well, he took my guess, so I'll say go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom.
I hope so.
One or two.
and not flush. It.
But you know what? The winning answer is in the bathroom.
Ooh.
This thing that one in five people will do while they visit your house during the holidays. Tracy!
Okay.
Thank you for the call. I got to play that bit for you. I call her Tracy because of a old bit. I'll play it in a second. Sam, or no, this is Tommy.
Tammy.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's why I didn't know how to respond.
I didn't.
I'm going to say they're going to take a shower.
Take a shower. That's not it, but you're getting closer because it involves water.
Oh.
I'm giving hints because we don't have much time left, but that was a very good guess. And Tammy, I apologize. I didn't mean to tranny you up here.
That's fine.
Tammy, you're now Tommy.
You are a goddess. I want everybody to know. Hear that, goddess. Thank you. All right, let's try Derek. What a great... if I had a son, I was going to name him Derek.
Really?
It's a strong, masculine name.
Hey, so this is actually Catman. It's the same. Derek Catman.
Okay.
Hey, so I was going to say medicine cabinet, but my kids are telling me to say smell your shampoo.
Smell your shampoo is...
Biden's answer.
Darn! Have a great day, guys.
All right, Derek. Thanks for the call. Sam.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the show. How about brush their teeth with your brush?
Oh! One in five people would actually do that? Take your toothbrush and use it?
That is the winning answer!
No! I was just having some fun thinking some craziness up. My goodness.
That's it.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so gross.
Yeah. Oh, man. No, I thought it'd be like, I don't know, wash their pits or something. You know. The medicine cabinet, I thought, was the number one answer. But, oh, man, God bless y'all.
That is nuts. I was thinking wash dishes. Because if I go to somebody's house and their house is dirty, I end up cleaning it. And then you said in the bathroom. And I was like, in the bathroom, I end up scrubbing somebody's toilet if it needs it.
You know, there's some things you just don't touch. In my mind, man, there's a toothbrush. I'm going to freshen up a little bit.
Well, I did it once.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know.
Did you ask?
Hang on.
Yeah.
Don't go away. Write down food outlet on the winner's sheet. Okay. Since we borrowed a leftover, and we will get more certificates. Let me get this thing out so everybody understands why we call Tracy. Tracy! There it is. And slap out Rick. Thanks for calling. We just got a winner.
All right. Well,
and watch it.
You got a winner, or you want me to try to win?
No, we did get a winner. The answer was, what were you going to guess?
I was
going to
guess somebody taking your medicine.
Man, a lot of people are thieves.
I'm sure that happens, but actually using your toothbrush was the winning answer.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. And Crawdad.
I was just hanging on to say how that's absolutely disgusting.
It really is.
That's almost as bad as when you visit somebody's house that you see that they have a set of scales and you reach down there and you add 10 pounds to the zero.
Yes! That's awesome.
Y'all have fun.
Thanks.
Tell them a week later.
5:40.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Funeral services were held today for late Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Law enforcement officials and state officials from across Alabama attended the service at Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery. Williams was shot and killed in the line of duty a little more than a week ago in Hainville. He'll be laid to rest in McQueen Cemetery in Lowndesboro. Governor Ivey ordered flags to be flown at half staff in memory of Williams. Community leaders marked the 64th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest with the dedication of a life-size bronze statue of the civil rights icon. The statue stands near Montgomery Plaza downtown, where Parks boarded the now infamous city bus in 1955. The ceremony coincided with the anniversary of Parks' December 1st, 1955 arrest for refusing to give up her seat on a public bus to a white man. Her arrest sparked the Montgomery bus boycott, a pivotal moment in the civil rights movement. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our early December gut check continues. We're headed for the first sub-freezing night in a while. Overnight low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies, down to about 28. Then for tomorrow, look for another way below normal day, but sunshine, high around 55. We'll be in the low 30s tomorrow night. Then recovery begins on Wednesday with a high in the lower 60s. That's a start. Mid-60s on Thursday. More rain coming in, it looks like, on Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, we want to dedicate this to Tracy.
Hello?
Hello, and welcome to your automated breakup service. Press 1 to be broken up with in English. Dos para español.
What?
You have selected 1. If your name is Bill, your girlfriend, Tracy, wants to break up with you. If you agree, press 1. If you want to try to save the relationship, press 2.
Who is this?
You have chosen 2. Sorry, though, it's over. Tracy thinks you are a loser with no future. If you want to just be friends, press 1. If you are a violent stalker, press 2, and a restraining order will be issued against you.
No, Tracy loves me.
A restraining order has been issued. If you want Tracy's phone number to be forwarded to your best friend, press 1. If you want to pine for her as you sleepwalk through a series of meaningless relationships, press 2.
Let me talk to a real person.
The phone number of a qualified counselor will be forwarded to you within 10 business days. Press 9 to end the relationship with dignity, or return to the main menu in a futile attempt to find out why this is happening to you.
Where's Tracy? Let me talk to Tracy.
Main menu. To get more information about why you have been broken up with, press 1 for sexual inadequacy, 2 for personality disorders discovered during the relationship, 3 if your partner found someone much better than you, 4 if you're a stupid loser who can't find a job.
No!
One of those greats from the year the Earth Stood Still, 1969. Bubblegum, yes. The guy that did it was here in town. Yeah, it was not this past summer, a year ago. Rich and I, Mrs. Ritterbubble, we went to see the Happy Together tour. And Ron Dante was part of that song, part of Sugar Sugar, which was the number one song in 1969. A band that didn't really exist. And it was just so cool to see him. I guess he's in his early 70s up there playing it and sounds good as ever.
Did you get to meet him?
Hmm?
Did you meet him?
No. Oh. No. It wasn't one of those kind of things. You know, I kind of had my fill of that when I was with Styx.
Styx!
But if that was, I used to be with them.
If that was in 69, he must have been up there when you saw him.
Well, he was one of those studio musicians who could sing and just had a knack for writing catchy stuff. And that'll make you a lot of money. So how do you like this? Not surprised in Illinois, where State Senator Martin Sandoval had his office raided by the FBI because he held the Donald Trump assassination rally. What an ass.
Oh, my God!
Holy cow, can you believe this? He was able to get a Chicago public school and his sister's honor built near his home. His district was raided by the FBI and officially sealed until further notice. He apologized for having mocked Trump assassination pictures at his fundraiser. it's a little bit late for you, A-hole. It really is.
There is a lot.
Good. I just hope that they find some things that will give them cause to pursue criminal investigation with Mr. Sandoval. Bunch of garbage.
Idiot.
Hey, here's a... We may talk about this on TV one morning because they send a lot of stuff that we talk about here to them to see what the gang on Rising will want to chat about in the morning. But a website came up with a study and the ages where people started to experience pain with certain body parts. Back pain, average age, 44. Sense of smell dulls at 46, or the first time you light a cigarette. Ankles get weak at age 47. Not mine. I've got ankles of steel because I rollerbladed for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And my calves are nothing to sneeze at either.
So there.
Achoo. Of course, they've grown into cows with the passing of time. Our knees started 47, not mine. That started very early. And getting hit by a bus kind of accelerates.
Yeah.
We have that in common. I got hit by one of those, too.
Where? Here?
Columbus.
Columbus, Georgia?
Yes, sir.
So, wow. How old were you?
I was in fifth grade. I was on the way to school. And I'm goofy now, and I was clumsy back then, too. And I was running down a hill, and the bus was supposed to be going in front of me, and they turned.
Oh.
So when she turned...
You ran right in.
Right into. Oh, man, threw me in the ditch. The lady was afraid she ran me over. I was afraid she ran my book bag over. I got a day out of school, and everybody's like, you got hit by a bus. So, yeah.
Actually, you hit the bus.
It was a mutual thing.
Yes.
Not my case. I didn't go hit any bus.
Oh.
And the thing is, this is, you know, I probably could have been set for life, but I lied to my mother about why I was downtown. And I was more afraid of the punishment she would give me for, because I was on curfew, or grounded. But I told her, I said, I had a big date for a Cubs game, right? And I told her, I got a class meeting after school. I won't be home till about 6. We'll just make sure you come right home. So everything went smoothly until I got off the bus downtown to the ticket place, and I got off one bus in what they called a safety zone. It was yellow lines in the middle of the State Street. Well, I'm standing there in the safety zone. The bus I got off pulled away, and I looked to my left to see if anything was coming, and the bus that hit me was closer to me than you are right now.
Ooh.
So I had no chance to react. It hit me while I was relaxed, which is what probably saved me. But I remember everything went into slow motion, and I was rotating in the air, and I could hear, this is in the middle of afternoon rush, hundreds of people saw this, heard it.
You flew a little bit, didn't you?
42 feet.
Really?
Wow.
42 feet.
Were you drunk?
No. I'm 16.
Oh, okay.
He hadn't started his life of...
No, that was later.
Yes.
In fact, I blame this bus. I landed so hard on the street, I tore my shirt open from the middle and pulled the tire tracks off the asphalt.
Ooh.
And I was immediately encircled by 100 people.
Oh, I believe it.
Including the bus driver.
Terrified.
His eyes were poached out to here, thinking I was dead.
The lady that hit me, she was so scared.
Well, I mean, that's a risk. I talked to a lot of bus drivers in Chicago, and most of them had killed somebody.
Man.
Drunks falling off the sidewalk, you know, it's an occupational hazard, but that doesn't mean it doesn't
freak
haunt
out.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I lived.
Hey.
And aren't you glad?
No.
Yes, okay. Yes.
550.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville. This is my
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. They are still working an accident in front of Baptist Hospital on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. I-65, very heavy traffic all the way to Cobbs Fork Road from downtown Montgomery. I-65 and 85, the merge is slow in every direction. We got slow traffic on I-85 out of downtown to about Jackson Hospital and another slowdown at Taylor Road headed to Chantilly Parkway. Taylor Road is just really busy this afternoon. Atlanta Highway has heavy traffic at all the lights. Highway 231, heavy traffic at all the lights. Busy everywhere. Please be cautious wherever you are traveling this afternoon. Well, if you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. No. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Little Debbie treats are America's favorite snack, making people smile since 1960. And that's a good way back. Wherever this rhyme finds you while you hear your favorite songs, we're going to tempt you with variety until you have to play along. In your office, home, or car, you're never very far from an oatmeal cream pie, splendid Swiss roll, or nutty buddy bar. From our family to yours, we take pride in what we make. So hit the store and unwrap a smile, because today we bake.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Only 23 days to Christmas. Finding perfect gifts is hard. Buying everything on credit is maxing out your card.
Hey, I just remembered something.
What?
Something I posted earlier this afternoon. Oh, I'm getting some nice comments on my Christmas column in Boom Magazine. RiverRegionBoom.com. It's at the end. I know where I belong. Go to the back of the magazine.
Save the best for last.
That's right.
I want to be the centerfold.
The page six girl or guy.
Let's see. It was about, it's the commercials
National
that
Inquirer
are running for Christmas. And there's some of them that really bug me. This lady named Ash Shaw, which sounds like a shoe, like a sneeze. The Jared Abbott, the couple that hasn't been dating long, but he buys her a diamond necklace to see where this goes. Is that Boys to Men they're using in those? Where they're singing, we wish you, it's a parody of We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Girl takes the necklace, dude gets a friend hug. And then there's a Mimi underneath it that says, hey, what do you know? She thinks you're funny again. I'm sorry. I don't like those. I'm not being prudish, I don't think. And I just love William Barrett's family car with Faith and Hope in their red checkered pajamas.
It's so cute. It really is.
Cute. It is the Rich Standard, no, the Rich Thomas Standard of...
Adorable.
We're at the end of the line here. Rusty and David will be joining you in just a moment. One last good word for John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. As they reminded us all through the weekend, there's always something to be thankful for. You know, they're that kind of people. They really do care. And their sign out in front, well, they could be promoting their great product line, like Richard's paying for the interior, their own brand, Solarproof, for the exterior. But instead, they use it to make you think. And I think that's really cool. Inside John Lee Paints, a staff with years and years of experience to answer any questions if you're a do-it-yourselfer. And you'll always see the pros in their trucks out front because they know that buying a top-notch paint is the key to getting a great result, and then having the people they do a painting project for refer them to someone else. Exterior, their solar-proof brand fights mildew, low viscosity, so the paint stands up to the weather. It doesn't allow the weather to diminish its finish so that moisture can get in there. That's how that works. That's as simple as I can make it for myself.
And you're right.
It does look great. The paint you buy makes a difference. Everything else you need at John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. They are still working an accident in front of Baptist Hospital on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. I-65, very heavy traffic all the way to Cobbs Fork Road from downtown Montgomery. I-65 and 85, the merge is slow in every direction. We got slow traffic on I-85 out of downtown to about Jackson Hospital and another slowdown at Taylor Road headed to Chantilly Parkway. Taylor Road is just really busy this afternoon. Atlanta Highway has heavy traffic at all the lights. Highway 231, heavy traffic at all the lights. Busy everywhere. Please be cautious wherever you are traveling this afternoon. Well, if you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. No. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Just enough time to have a guest appearance from Frosty the Snowman.
Fox Tonight. It's a night of festive fall finales.
Sorry to call you in on Christmas.
Okay. I was in the neighborhood caroling.
A prodigal son. It's beginning to look a lot like payback.
Together, we can see that justice is finally served.
But first...
911, what's your emergency?
911 gets struck with a holiday spirit.
What is wrong with you people? This isn't what Christmas is supposed to be like!
Don't miss the 911 and Prodigal Son fall finales. Tonight on Fox 20.
Little Debbie treats are America's favorite snack, making people smile since 1960. And that's a good way back. Wherever this rhyme finds you while you hear your favorite songs, we're gonna tempt you with variety until you have to play along. In your office, home, or car, you're never very far from an oatmeal cream pie, splendid Swiss roll, or nutty buddy bar. From our family to yours, we take pride in what we make. So hit the store and unwrap a smile, because today we bake.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Sinex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Sinex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Sinex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.